You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? Zagura and Gibbs back with you here.
Who hates
on
me
CBD.
On Twitter?
I don't know. You're not getting a lot. There's not a lot of fanfare. Some guy said he refused to listen to the show, just incited you, Gibbs.
Did he? Who? Where?
Why would he say that? Who told you this?
Where's one of that?
Who told you that?
You said, so join me and BGSU Gibbs for a fun edition of Browns Daily. No, Gibbs sucks.
That's what Mark said. That's not nice, Mark.
What did I do to Mark?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, Mark's loss. That's what I think.
It's a holiday week, man. Go do whatever you got to do.
That's right.
We got golfing. We got lots of things. The weather's looking up.
Well, it is for the weekend.
It is, my friend.
The kid has promised around in the 70s between Thursday and Saturday.
He's out of his mind. Is he really that good?
If he got it all together, he absolutely could shoot in the 70s. Yeah. But I mean, it would be like that would be the round of his life. It'd be the best round of his life. But he just is coming off of a flawless range session. He says. Everything was perfect on the range. It all went smoothly.
Where are we playing? Where are we playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow at Beachmont, and then Saturday at Boulder Creek.
Oh, the Boulder.
I think that's the best course in town.
It's a nice track.
It is a very fine track.
It is a fine track.
So Roger the Good says he thinks McCown's going to exceed national expectations. Our guy GI George says great take on that NFL article, Nathan. Why, thank you, George. How can McCown disappoint if there are no expectations? I think that's true. I think it's just a ridiculous. He shouldn't be on it. Castle shouldn't be on it. It's just a ridiculous notion. Put some big names on there and make a statement. I mean, what kind of a statement? Oh, Josh McCown's going to disappoint. Great article. Thanks.
Well, if you're a Browns fan, what are your expectations for Josh McCown?
That's what I want to know. Let's find out.
Seriously.
Yes, Stephen Barberton. What are your expectations for Josh McCown?
Josh McCown is going to do great this year. They've given him all the tools he needs. They've added Terrell Pryor. Can you imagine Terrell Pryor on reverse? Who's going to bounce him? Again, they're going to bounce off him like ping pong balls. This is going to be an unbelievable season. And, you know, Johnny just needs to sit and watch. He needs to look at a pro doing it and showing it that's got the heart. Collins got the heart. He's going to do it. He's going to take the Browns, so, you know, further than anybody ever thought. And that's just going to be the way it's going to be. He's liable to, you know, have to sit out a lot of games, Johnny, with McCown in there.
Listen,
showing him how to win.
And I think
he's
that's fine. He's
got the tools.
Josh McCown's got that, and I think it would be, if that's the case that he has to sit, I think that's fine. Let him go ahead and take his time and let him develop and come along so that when he does play again, he's absolutely ready to play, he's prepared, and he can have success, or at least be in the best position to succeed. Just because everybody prepares right doesn't mean they're always going to have success in the NFL, but hopefully you'll get that with Johnny Manziel. And you know, it was interesting. Today I talked at Hawkins Sports Camp. I was the guest speaker. It was a lot of fun. Talked with a bunch of kids today. And one of the things they asked about was kind of the McCown-Manziel relationship and how different it was. And I said, listen, last year Brian Hoyer was playing for his NFL life. And in that sense, he was not there to help Johnny Manziel develop, and it was a competition. Whereas now, Josh McCown's at the end of his career. He's had a very successful career. He's here to be the starter, if that's what he's called upon to do, but also to make sure that when he leaves here, he did everything he could to make Johnny Manziel better. And I think that's going to be a big asset for Johnny in his development this season. And by the way, Gibbs, your supporters are pouring out right now. The Dent Master says, Gibbs rocks, love the Gibbs. And Peyton Man 1818 tweeted back to Mark and said, Mark, I can't say what he said, but he told him to shut his pie hole, basically.
I appreciate that.
That's right.
I don't know what happened.
Your army's coming out. They've got your back right now. All right, let's go to Frank in Rochester. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Nathan, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Who's that guy? Man, he's a sad person that says Gibbs sucks. That's bad.
It is bad,
man.
Hey, I think people are underestimating McCown. You know, I think that kid, I think he could be the Trent Dilfer for the Baltimore Ravens to us this year.
I don't disagree with you.
You know, he can throw the ball. He's a smart guy. He's a vet. I mean, we're not going to ask him to win the league by himself. And I think I think we got a lot of talent. I think we're going to do good.
I think that this offense is going to exceed expectations because they are so low. Again, my whole point is just that McCown, I don't think, is a guy that is going to disappoint. Now, we got some. Dustin Delata says, expectations for McCown, 2,500 yards, 15 touchdowns, 22 picks. Hashtag Eli. This guy thinks Eli has the same numbers that you do, Gibbs. He's not aware of Eli Manning's prolific season here in 2014.
I look like an idiot yesterday.
I guess the stats with Gibbs. Derek Mosley says, Gibbs is that dude, except about Romo. And G.I. George is upset. How could anybody hate the Jorder? Love the Jorder. The Jorder is great. You got to love the Jorder.
Oh,
sounds very Seinfeldian.
Who did I anger? Why did I anger
just you? Mark, but you're like 5-1 in terms of positivity.
There
so what's
go.
The big deal?
Exactly. I move on.
Yeah.
You know.
So I think McCown, my reasonable expectations for McCown, let's say he plays 16 games, would be about 3,200 yards, would be about 20 to 24 touchdowns. And so that's, you know, 1 to 1.5 a game. And interceptions probably with McCown, probably 16. It's about 200 yards, a touchdown to a touchdown and a half a game, and an interception a game. I think those are my McCown expectations. If we get 200 yards passing a game and a touchdown passing a game, I think we have a good shot of scoring 20 points a week. And if we score 20 points a week, I think we have a good shot of winning more often than not.
I think so, too. I think if you can get to 20, 21's that magic number. You get to 21, 24 points. And, I mean, there was a point at last season. I think the first five games we averaged 24 points a game, which was the most we'd averaged since 2007 per game. We were in the top 12 or 14 in offense. If you're able to do that, look at all the success we did have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We had a winning record. We were playing competitive football. Easily could have been 4-1. 3-2. It was crazy.
We're not going to have that schedule this year. That's a little bit of the difference. But listen, this is a team.
Yeah,
this is a team that waxed the Pittsburgh Steelers last year and waxed the Bengals last year.
And I'll say this about the schedule. Because I'm the king of looking
at
the schedule.
Schedule's
going,
overrated.
Think about last year at this time. We were going, God, we got to play the NFC South. Things could get totally ugly. This is one of the premier divisions in football. Everybody in that division is good except for Tampa Bay. You know, we had all these expectations, and it ended up being the worst division in football.
Yep.
The NFC West, the 49ers, they're a shell of themselves. Don't know what you're going to get out of the Rams. You really don't. The Seahawks are the Seahawks. Arizona, I don't think Arizona is going to be as good as they were last year. I think it depends on their quarterback play.
Arizona could be pretty good.
It depends on their quarterback play. If they don't have, if Carson Palmer can't play the way he was playing last year before he got hurt, they're not a good team. And then AFC West, the Raiders. I still think the Raiders could give the Browns a bigger matchup than everybody thinks. Everybody looks at them and goes, that's a win the week we play them. I think the Raiders are an improved football team. But, you know, Peyton Manning's a year older. Maybe you can get them at home. Maybe. Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I don't think you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
I just think the defense are
going to be in any game.
Yeah.
I think you can beat the Rams. The Rams are in some transition.
I agree.
I wish the Rams were at home and Arizona was on the road for a lot of reasons, but that's just the way that it worked out for us. I think you can beat the 49ers. This team is going to be competitive, but Josh McCown is going to have to play two expectations, that he takes care of the football. He's got more touchdowns than interceptions. Obviously, if his interception number was, you know, between 10 and 12 and he played 16 games, I'd feel even better. But those are the expectations. They're not crazy. This isn't you don't want Josh McCown in fantasy football, but does he have an opportunity to make plays in this offense behind a great offensive line? And he showed last year, if you look, broke up his splits when he didn't have pressure, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now he had better receivers. We'll be honest about that. Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans are better than what the Browns bring to the table, but the Browns have upgraded their receivers. He's got a better line. He's got a better running game. He's got a guy in Duke Johnson who I think is going to create some mismatches out of the backfield. So it's about reasonable and realistic expectations, but I think he can exceed or at least meet those. I do not think he's one of the six players most likely to disappoint, because what are you asking for? It's like if the kid, you're asking, you know, my golf game and the kid's golf game, if the kid doesn't shoot what I shoot, are you disappointed by it? No, but it's like Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers versus Josh McCown. They're on different levels. That's okay. That's okay. I think if you're writing an article for NFL.com on six players likely to disappoint in the NFL, you pick six stars that you think are going to have down seasons. Every year there are at least six stars that have down seasons. Don't come and throw a couple journeymen in there like Josh McCown and Matt Cassel, even Darren McFadden at this point. I just thought that was a weak article. Who wrote that? Was that Sessler?
Yep.
That's weak. Sessler's better than that.
I agree.
He's better than that. That's pretty weak.
I'm like, are you looking to fill?
Yeah, but if you're looking to fill, don't you want a headline? Adrian Peterson. There are a lot of statistical cases that can be made that Adrian Peterson will disappoint this season. Write an article that's worth reading. Go with Adrian Peterson. DeMarco Murray, last year's leading rusher. Maybe he's not going to be on the field nearly as much. The line's not going to be as good. Ryan Matthews is going to cut into his carries. Darren Sproles is going to cut into his catches. So you could list him. Percy Harvin, because he always disappoints. You could list Percy Harvin. I think the Nick Foles one is a good one. I think Jeremy Maclin is a great one. I think you could even put Jimmy Graham, perhaps, as a guy who's going to disappoint, just because there's no way he's going to have, when you think of Jimmy Graham's stats, you think, 80 to 100 catches, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns. There's no way he's going to have 1,300 yards in that offense.
No.
Odell Beckham, going to come back to earth. You could put him on. You know what I mean? There are a lot of guys that you could pick, but silly article. Speaking of silly, things got a little bit silly today on Colin Cowherd's show with Jim Harbaugh, and we are going to play that interview for you when we return, because it just was very interesting to me, and we'll see, I think we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens. It's one of those where you wonder what he's doing. He's a smart guy. Is he bizarre? Yeah, but he's a smart guy. So was there some strategery here? Take a listen for yourself when we come back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All ends with beginnings.